That, but that come along after, oh, well, after the First World War. Mm-hmm. That's when the shoddy thing started coming on, as I remember it.
Interesting, and then after the Second World War, I took another slump.
Yes, that's right.
Did you call it anything other than drawing up? Say, this sure has
shrunk. I heard my mother say that thing shrunk out of shape.
Mm-hmm. What did you call it? If you got too much, well, if man got too much stuff in his pocket or something, and it went like that, you'd say the pocket bulge or something like
bulge,
that.
Bulge. Well, I suppose you would.
Was that a common term?
No, I don't think so. I don't ever remember seeing any of the boys with their pockets full like that. But I think that's what you'd call it, the bulging pockets, or I just don't remember stuffed pockets. I think well, on our saddle pockets. That's about all you can stuff into that saddle pocket. No. I've heard that. Right. You can't stuff any more in that saddle pocket.
You can't do much with the stitching. That's happened to my briefcase.
Yeah.
I want to put everything I own in it. Mm-hmm. What did you call it when a peach was past its prime and wasn't any longer full? But
well, son, we didn't have any peaches.
Well, that's the wrong term. just some, any fruit.
Well, I don't.
You say that it was
I don't know what you could call it, shrunk or shriveled. Uh-huh. Shriveled up. Uh-huh. That's what I'd call it, all shriveled up.
Uh-huh. Or in the eastern part, I got swiveled all the time.
Swiveled.
There seems to be a difference between shriveled here and swiveled over there. I'd
call that shriveled because it's but oh, we didn't have any peach trees out here before, 1917 or 18. Mm-hmm. I was a good big girl before I ever saw a fresh peach, I can tell you. And this old field that went off left his family went to Attica, Kansas, and came back with a load of peaches. And that was the first fresh peaches that I had ever seen, and I thought they were the most wonderful things I had ever tasted. But my dad would he'd buy dry peaches by the box, and we didn't buy much canned fruit then. They didn't can fruit then like it was everything dried peaches and apricots and apples. And I set by the hour and take the scissors and cut out the core out of the apples. They just slice them thin, you know, and leave the core and all in there. Well, before mother'd cook them, somebody had to take either a knife or the scissors and cut those cores out of there and all the ugly looking places on the outside. Mm-hmm. And we'd do that, and then she'd soak those apples overnight in the pan of water and cook them the next day and dried apple pie. I never did think they were very good, and I still don't like dried apple pie. But that was our main source of fruit. We just buy the dried fruit.
Sand plums.
And sand plums. Listen, when the sand plums got ripe, it was an event now. I just love to go and get, and I still like to go. I went this summer and got wild plums, and I made some good jelly.
That makes some good jelly.
Oh, it does. Well, these were the kind of a yellow plum, and they made such a nice butter jelly.
You said that you had quilts that you put down behind the stove.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that just made the best place in the world to rest. And in the summertime,